USA News, I'm Lance Pryor. With no debt ceiling agreement in place, President Biden is expressing optimism about negotiations at the White House.
He says there is one prime focus from both sides.
The outlines of what the budget will look like, not about to fall.
There remains uncertainty, though, as influential House GOP Freedom Caucus members are leaning on Speaker Kevin McCarthy to get tougher in talks. Democrats say their yes votes are no guarantee either, even if a deal does emerge. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Speaker McCarthy says he will work through the weekend to get a deal done. President Biden and the First Lady leave for holiday this evening. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, slammed the Supreme Court's ruling yesterday that limits the Environmental Protection Agency's ability to regulate bodies of water. Schumer called the highest court in the land a MAGA court, even though the decision was unanimous. The decision stopped an attempt by the Biden administration to gain control of wetlands, lakes, ponds, streams, and other relatively permanent waterways. The California Powerball winner, Edwin Castro, who landed a $2 billion jackpot last year, was served with legal papers at his $26 million Hollywood Hills estate in a suit claiming the ticket was stolen. The suit against Castro, which was first filed earlier this year, claims he is not the rightful winner, as the ticket was bought by plaintiff Jose Rivera and soon stolen from him. California lottery officials stand by Castro's win. Ukraine announced it had shot down all 36 Iranian-made drones launched by Russia in overnight attacks, which it said probably targeted critical infrastructure and military facilities. President Zelensky said it had been an uneasy night. USA News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
One of the big changes that restaurants made during the COVID pandemic is now fading away.
Most restaurants eliminated printed menus in favor of QR codes and having customers order off their phone screens. But now
we're seeing a dramatic shift back to paper or print menus.
The head of the Texas Restaurant Association, Emily Knight, says diners once again want the classic restaurant experience.
They go out, they want to hold on to a menu, they want to compare different items, they want to look at the ingredients that they're about to eat.
One downside for restaurants going back to hard copy menus, flexibility. QR codes let them easily and instantly change prices. I'm Richard Johnson.
Suggesting weaponization of the FBI and the Department of Justice, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he'd consider pardoning January 6th defendants and former President Trump if he's elected president.
The 2024 presidential candidate made the comments in an interview with the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show.
I'm going to do on day one, I will have folks that will get together and look at all these cases who people are victims of weaponization or political targeting, and we will be aggressive at issuing pardons.
DeSantis argued prosecutors have not been pursuing justice equally. Trump is currently facing a federal investigation over his role in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. I'm Dave Collins.
Thanks for listening as we're gearing up for this holiday weekend. Lance Pry, USA News.
A lot of new enrollments, huh? Braylon, Brayden.
Monique's daycare is crawling with new arrivals.
Hey, sweetie, are you hungry?
She needs more early childhood educators.
Did your socks slip off again?
And a nap.
Hey there, little guy. Okay. Whoa.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.